live from the Poly Market Studio in LA. It's the Young Turks. You're about to watch what we call an extended clip of the Young Turks. And the reality is, it's somewhere in the middle. It's a little longer than our YouTube clips, but it's actually shorter than the whole 2-hour show, which you can get if you're a member. You can get it ad free, and make sure you catch every news story we do that day. You're going to love it as a full show. That's at tytnetwork.com/join. Thanks for watching. Young Turks. Okay. Jake Huger, John Iadarola with you guys. This is the second day in a row that I've rolled the Iadarola. Is that a new thing? Iadarola.
We do need a new thing.
Yeah, because you don't have enough nicknames.
We don't
have
enough.
Two fun things to start the show with. One, if you're a member, make sure you check out yesterday's post game. John, you missed it because John did half the election night coverage last night. If you remember, you also get the election night coverage. Check out anything you like. TYTnetwork.com/join to become a member. So John did half of it, and Michael sure did half of it. So the post game was with me, Michael, Jimmy Dore, and Anna. We discussed Russia a little bit.
It needed to be discussed more.
Okay, especially with Michael and Jimmy there. Okay, anyways, and we discussed a good amount of politics, which I thought was really interesting. And then we discussed an excellently fun topic of ballet or plays. ¿Quién es más macho?
Ballet. What, which one is stronger?
Which one is...
That's the easiest thing in the world.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to see. And your name was brought up several times. And you in fact, you got put in a TYT caucus. There's a new caucus, but you'll have to watch post game to get that. TYTnetwork.com/join to become a member. And today's show, of course, brought to you by shoptyt.com, where you can get very stable genius shirts. I bring that up because a little bit later in the program, I mean, there's a million stories that are amazing, including the first one. But Donald Trump attack on his own attorney general. Unbelievable. I know.
It's disgraceful.
I've never seen anything like it. I know we say that sometimes because of Trump, we're going to have, you would keep on saying it, but it really is unprecedented. I mean, having followed politics this long, I have never ever seen anything remotely close to that.
Yeah, no.
It's just total insanity, and it comes as a big surprise because it's from a guy who is, we know, is a very stable genius.
We know it. It's in shirt form. Speaking of shirts, by the way, so our main artist who does shirt designs just showed me a bunch of the upcoming designs he's been working on, and he's gone mad.
Oh, really?
They're pushing even past where he's gone before. Like some of them they're bold. Very good.
Okay,
also, and just general, so we have a lot of stories obviously we're going to get to. We always put together the list of topics we're going to talk about, and then sometimes they get modified by news as it comes out throughout the day. So much news came out today. A journalist friend of mine on Twitter perfectly wrote how I felt. She said, "Thank God it's Friday." And I just felt, yeah. I think it's going to be Friday today.
Soon enough. All right, let's
do it. Lots of news to get to. One of Donald Trump's closest and longest serving aides is now resigning, moving on out of the White House. That is Hope Hicks, who's come up quite a bit in news over the past couple of months. She's been White House Communications Director for 6 months now. Somebody pointed out that is 48.9 Scaramucci's. And so good job on her part. And so we've got some news about why it is that she's leaving now after 6 months. Because in the Trump administration, we're just sort of used to the fact that nobody lasts long at all. But it is still kind of weird to be moving on so fast. And Maggie Haberman of the New York Times says she did not say what her next job would be. And her departure date was unclear, but it is likely to be in the next few weeks. And also pointed out that her resignation came a day after she testified for 8 hours before the House Intelligence Committee, telling the panel that in her job, she had occasionally been required to tell white lies, but had never lied about anything connected to the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. The thing about white lies is white lies are the things that you tell. Another type of lying is lying by omission, which maybe she dabbled a little bit in there. She repeatedly declined to answer questions about the presidential transition or her time in the White House. Lawmakers who sat in on the testimony said, telling investigators that she had been asked by the White House to discuss only her time on the campaign. They added that she did not formally invoke executive privilege because in the current administration, you don't have to. It's just always there for everybody in every context.
Okay. So her basically announcing her resignation the day after testifying in the House is a thing I summarized by going,
Aniston.
Go. Are those two things connected? Of course. Yeah, of course they're connected.
That writer, Maggie Haberman, put out like five tweets in a row saying it's not connected to yesterday's testimony. She's been saying for a few months that she's going to resign. She's not being pushed out. Not buying it.
So, listen, I'm a professional. Look it up in the book. I've been covering politics for over 20 years now. And I know, right? So they always say it's not connected. It's always connected. And she says, well, there was never any good time to leave, and I've been considering leaving for months. So you decided that the best time to leave would be the day after you gave 8 hours of testimony on an incredibly controversial issue, which the president is being investigated on.
I think it'd be more suspicious if it was the day before testifying.
but we're in a neck and neck race for what's the most suspicious day out of all days. So if you wanted to avoid suspicion, wait a week, go a week earlier, how about 3 weeks?
So you want an alternative theory?
All right.
So, and it was mentioned, I think, by Maggie Haberman, but people have been talking about it. And you'll remember, because we covered this together, not too many weeks ago, the Rob Porter thing happened. Mm-hmm. And remember, Donald Trump was harshly criticizing Hope Hicks over supposedly putting her interests and the interests of Rob Porter over the president's. And apparently, the criticism from the president affected her. That's what sources are saying.
Okay. I do remember that, John. You know why? Because I'm a very stable genius. ShopTYT.com. Okay, so look, I know that that's an alternate theory. That theory is dangerous in a fun kind of way. So if you don't know all the parts of that theory, I kind of said it before. I'll see if I can dance around it. But Hope Hicks, in a relationship with Rob Porter, she supports Rob Porter when he leaves. Donald Trump gets unusually angry about Hope Hicks' support of Rob Porter. It's a relatively, like in the scope of the Trump administration, a benign thing to do. Donald Trump also defended Rob Porter. So did John Kelly. Donald Trump has defended many people who've been accused of that and worse, right? So for him to get so emotionally upset over Hope Hicks when there are rumors of what Trump might be doing with some people in the White House, I don't know. I don't know, okay?
So I thought about it. I don't buy it.
Okay, and by the way, it is more than okay not to buy it. Let me be very clear on what is clear and what is not clear. Okay, so you have, there's three layers to this, right? There is what the mainstream media reporters have to report, and I don't blame them, right? They can't do even 1% speculation, kind of. And so they go, okay, Hope Hicks has said that she was planning to retire for a couple of months. That's what she says. So I write it down like it's a fact. And I tell you that she testified for 8 hours yesterday to the House Intelligence Committee, right? Yeah. And but I'm not connected to you. I don't know anything about politics. Could they be related? I don't know, right? All right, so that's mainstream media.
They act just like that. It's weird.
Right? So then there's what we do, which is analysis and context, right? So that's why I tell you, having covered politics a very long time, they're almost always connected. And then there's a third layer, which we call speculation. So there are rumors out there what Trump might or might not have done with women. And John is right. That really, who knows? I don't know. I don't claim to know. But I'm telling you that one of the theories as to why she is leaving is because Trump was unusually upset about that. Mm. Okay. He might be unusually upset for other reasons. He's a lunatic. Who knows? Right. Mm. So I really, really don't know. And that is, it is kind of a terrible, ugly rumor. But if you're talking about why Hope Hicks is leaving, there's only two possible reasons. And one of them is not, you know what, I decided that this incredibly powerful job with incredible prestige And by the way, before I did nothing related to politics and nothing powerful and nothing interesting before the Trump campaign, she was, and I didn't know this until now, she was apparently a model. Okay, and I say that like, what a weird thing to jump from model to politics. Not any disdain for models, but it's just out of left field, right? So you're going to voluntarily give up that job because nothing went wrong? No, that is not one of the options. That is not one of the options. There's two options. I just told you what they are. Yeah. Neither one of them is pretty. But look, I think the day after the testimony is too big a coincidence. I think it is more likely to be that. So and that doesn't mean that I know what she testified to. I certainly don't. It doesn't mean that she incriminated Trump or was planning on incriminating Trump. We don't know that either. But we do know that that testimony must have shook her in some way for her to say, I'm not going to leave a week from now. In terms of at least announcing it, I'm not going to announce it 3 weeks from now or 3 months from now. I got to go. I got to go. I'm out. I'm out. And that's a hell of a thing.
It is. And we might see her face or name pop up again. They're set for one of two reasons. One, she says that she's not ruling out coming back for the 2020 campaign. And two, because we know that she has long been during the campaign the point of contact for many people trying to get in touch with Donald Trump. So theoretically, she could be important. In pending legal matters.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called Un the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of Un the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be. Featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity, the UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it, you must unlearn what you have learned. And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today. And get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, why don't we got more big news, big block having to do with guns and gun control. Why don't we take our first break, though, and come back and dive into all that.
All right. Another school shooting, that's literal, when we return, unfortunately. Thanks for listening to this podcast. You're only halfway through, so hold, stay right here. Just want to remind you, if you want to get all five segments of the Young Turks commercial free, these are just two of them. Every day we do it. So go to tytnetwork.com/join, and you get the whole five segments, 2 hours, ad free. Do it now. All right, back on the Young Turks, a bunch of good tweets for you guys. Santos Fuente writes in, Gun Church, do they have shotgun weddings?
Oh.
Santos, that's my kind of joke, right? Excellent.
That was way better than your kind of joke.
I've got nothing but,
No, I know,
ironically, shots fired. By the Lake writes in, Guns and Gods is really so utterly pathetic, isn't it? So, they gave Obama a ton of crap for his one line that there are some parts of the country that cling to their God and guns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in that, that's the church. They were literally clinging to God and guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Atticus Rex writes in, that amosexual church is the most stereotypical America shit I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I think you coined a new word.
Amosexual, that's pretty good. I don't know that you're the first one to it. First of all, if you were Trump, you would definitely claim it. But you might be, but either way, that's an excellent word that I had not heard and Anna had not heard. All right. Member shout outs are Michael Crane and Katie Horton. Thank you guys. Yesterday we had an excellent post game. Not only political, Jimmy and Michael talking about Russia, but also
ballet versus plays, which was a very fun topic.
Yes, it was.
TYTnetwork.com/join. Today I will have stories from the front of being overweight. It'll be funny. It'll be funny as usual. And next Tuesday, the Texas primaries. So that's March 6th. By the way, if you're in Texas, vote, vote, vote. Not just on March 6th. You could be voting right now. You could vote from now all the way to March 6th. If you want to know how to register or how to vote, go to tytnetwork.com/register. It just redirects you. You pick your state, gives you all the info that you need. And we're going to have a big extravaganza like we did last night. So don't miss that. 7 Just Democrats and Beto O'Rourke, all in that race. So it'll be really, really interesting to see what happens. All right, what's next, Anna?
Okay. The Supreme Court agreed to hear the appeal of a case involving the indefinite detention of undocumented immigrants. Now, the previous ruling given by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals indicated that detention centers cannot indefinitely hold undocumented immigrants and permanent legal residents without bond hearings, okay? Without bond hearings. Now, the case was appealed by the Trump administration, went to the Supreme Court, and here is the latest ruling. According to the Supreme Court, immigrants can be held by U.S. immigration officials indefinitely without receiving bond hearings, even if they have permanent legal status or are seeking asylum. Again, this is what the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-3 ruling. Justice Elena Kagan recused herself from this case. Now, the court ruled that immigrants do not have the right to periodic bond hearings. So I want to give you further context into why this case even came about. It involved a man by the name of Alejandro Rodriguez, who was a permanent resident of the United States. Now, he was convicted of possession of a controlled substance and joyriding. He was held in a detention center for 3 years without bond, without a bond hearing. Okay. So, that is an injustice. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court has further solidified that injustice.
So, first let's talk about that case and then let's talk about ramifications overall. He was not an undocumented immigrant. He was a legal resident here. In the old days, if you had a green card, which is what you get before you become a citizen, but if you're perfectly legal here, you had almost every right that a citizen had except voting. Nowadays, they can do almost anything to you. And so they can just arrest you and never give you a hearing.
Right.
So this guy didn't get a hearing for 3 years. Supreme Court's like, that's awesome. On a very important charge like joyriding. And
yeah.
Wow. Look, if you got convicted of that crime, there's no way you'd serve 3 years. A controlled substance and joyriding, that is not a 3-year sentence. But he didn't even get convicted. We have no idea if he's innocent or not because he never got a hearing. Now, they say 3 years, but this ruling says you don't ever have to give them a bond hearing. So you can Guantanamo Bay them, even though they're here legally.
Right.
You could just say, sad day for you, we're taking away habeas corpus. We never have to bring you in front of a judge. Now, in a previous story, we told you about how they're bringing back debtors' prisons, and we outlawed that in this country in 1833. Habeas corpus goes back to the 1200s. So now we've gone back 800 years. Mm-hmm. This is, the lords demanded this of the king back in England, saying you can't just put someone away and never give them a hearing.
Right.
They wouldn't even let a king do it. We theoretically have a democracy, and they're saying we never ever have to give you a hearing.
So for any member of the audience who thinks, meh, immigrants, who cares, right? And I know that that's a probably non-existent portion of our audience, but just in case, I'd like to respond with this argument. First off, here is Justice Alito's reasoning for voting in favor of this indefinite detention. Alito writes, immigration officials are authorized to detain certain aliens in the course of immigration proceedings while they determine whether those aliens may be lawfully present in the country. Okay, so the argument here is, well, you know, they're investigating this situation, and so detaining these people until they figure things out is totally fine. That's his argument. Why wouldn't that argument extend to everyday Americans? right? Like, we're supposed to have a right to a quick and speedy trial, which oftentimes we don't already. But who's to say that under this type of logic, an American can be detained indefinitely until, hey, authorities kind of investigate the situation and figure out what's going on? No bond hearing. No, no bond hearing for you.
But let's go one step further. He says, well, they got to figure out what's going on, and then they'll give you a hearing. But you said that there is no time limit on the hearing. So what if they never figure out what's going on? Well, shouldn't, if you're saying, hey, we're not going to give you a hearing on why we put you in prison in the first place, because we don't yet know what your legal status is, can we then get a period of time for them to determine what your legal status is? Nope. So then you just create a loophole that allows you to put almost anybody in prison. By the way, if you're a citizen, you could then demand a hearing, but how do they know you're a citizen?
Right. And so look, this is the point that I want to make, the broader point.
At TYT, we frequently talk about all the ways that big tech companies are taking control of our online lives, constantly monitoring us and storing and selling our data. But that doesn't mean we have to let them. It's possible to stay anonymous online and hide your data from the prying eyes of big tech. And one of the best ways is with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making your active ID more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. And it's also easy to install. A single mouse click protects all your devices. But listen, guys, this is important. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired magazine. So take back control of your life online and secure your data with a top VPN solution available, ExpressVPN. And if you go to expressvpn.com/TYT, you can get 3 extra months for free with this exclusive link just for TYT fans. That's expressvpn.com/TYT. Check it out today.
They're tricking all of you guys, right? They're tricking all of the right wingers, conservatives into buying into this ideology because they're pitting you against the others. But then the same things that they're using to dismantle the protections for the others will be used against you. Okay, they're dismantling everything, all the protections, whether it's the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau or, you know, habeas corpus or, you know, whatever protections that we had when it came to our privacy, they'll dismantle that in the name of national security. They're dismantling all sorts of things that make America America. And they're just buying into it hook, line, and sinker because they have just bought into the notion that the others are worth being fearful of and we need to do something about them. This is crazy.
So a couple more things. First of all, the guys that brought the case weren't even asking for that much. They're saying, can we get a hearing within 6 months? You could be sitting in prison perfectly innocent for 6 months. And they're like, nope, you can't even get one every 6 months. Okay, number two, then people are going to stop coming here. Because we're just...
That's what they want.
It is. And so let's just acknowledge it. If you're a right winger, don't tell me that you're against illegal immigration. Because these are against legal immigrants as well. And so let's say you came here on a student visa. You're a legal alien. You came here for a business trip. You came here and you have a green card. And you could stay as long as you want if you have a green card. You're perfectly legal. Sorry, we just took away habeas corpus. You have no rights at all. We can detain you permanently and never give you a hearing. What kind of barbaric country does that? And we claim we're the shining city on a hill, and we're the example of democracy to the rest of the world. And so conservatives, they never meant it. They hate, they don't believe in our system of government. They don't believe you should have due process. For them, rule of law doesn't mean pursuit of justice. And it's hard for progressives to wrap their mind around that, because we keep thinking, isn't this justice system? Why won't you try to figure out if it's the right guy or the wrong guy, right? You'd need a hearing to figure out if it's the right guy or the wrong guy. Conservatives view the rule of law as not about justice, but about maintaining their power over you.
Right. And by the way, to the expense of taxpayers. So let's just keep that 100. So the same fiscal conservatives who would argue in favor of this are also in favor of wasting taxpayer money to indefinitely detain individuals who in some cases aren't even in the country undocumented. It's crazy. And, you know, I just, it's I don't know. I just feel like everything keeps getting worse. I don't know what else I could say about it, and I don't know how it gets made better. It's hard to remain optimistic when you hear stories like this.
And those conservative justices on the court, they pretend to be intellectuals and have philosophy and all that, pretend to care about our system of government. They don't give a goddamn about our Constitution. Who would read the United States Constitution and think, yeah, we should never give hearings to some of the people we detain? You wouldn't do that to you shouldn't do that to undocumented people. You shouldn't do that to earlier, during the good old days of the Bush administration, the Supreme Court said you shouldn't do that to people in Guantanamo Bay. Now we've regressed so much. We keep going backwards. We've regressed so much. Even legal residents that have green cards that were supposed to be just like citizens are now can be detained indefinitely without trial.
All right, let's move on to CNN and some accusations that they're dealing with that were false accusations. The majority of students who survived the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, have been speaking out in favor of gun control. However, there was apparently one student who did not agree with gun control and wanted to ask a question during CNN's town hall on this very topic. Now, the student had, his name's Colton Habe, he had claimed that CNN essentially wanted to script his question. And then later, his father released doctored emails to make it seem as though CNN was telling his son what to say or what he can and can't say. So Glenn Habe, who is the father of Colton Habe, admitted on Tuesday that he did doctor these emails between his son and CNN in an effort to convince people the network told the Marjorie Stoneman High School Jr. what to say during the live town hall last week. So CNN fought back, and I'm glad that they did, because they released the actual original version of the email, and you could take a look at it here. And you know, it shows clearly what they had said. Hi Glenn, that really is way too long. And they're referring to the question that Colton wanted to ask. These are quick questions so that we can get to as many people as possible. This is what Colton and I discussed on the phone that he submitted. He needs to stick to this. So that last sentence that I read to you guys, last two sentences I read to you, are the sentences in question here, right? Now the doctored email changed things a little bit. So let's take a look at the next graphic. It said, this is what Colton and I discussed on the phone. He needs to stick to this, making it seem as though the producer spoke to Colton over the phone and told him what to say, which is not the case. All right. So just to clarify even further, let's go to graphic 55. The original email provided to Mediaite from CNN has one significant difference to the one sent to Fox News and CNN, that Kerry Stevenson, who was the producer at CNN, told the elder Habe that Colton should stick to the questions he submitted and discussed with her on the phone rather than the longer list he sent for approval following their discussion. CNN did absolutely nothing wrong. And the fact that the father here doctored the email is so incredibly ludicrous, because he is messing not only with the reputation of CNN, but he is messing with the life and career reputation of this specific producer who did absolutely nothing wrong.
So first, Glenn Habe said that he acknowledges omitting some words from the email, but says he didn't do it on purpose.
What does that even mean?
No, that's a lie from someone who has not been proven to be a liar. So you said that your family said that CNN scripted the questions for you, but you knew what the real email said, which is, can you stick to the question that you wanted to ask that we discussed on the phone? So when you took that part out, what could have possibly been your motivation? And if you just sent an email and not said anything about it, and your son hadn't said anything about it, you could say, oh, maybe he made a mistake and took it out, and it was an honest mistake, and then he realized it's all my bad. No, but you doctored the email. Then your son went on TV and said, look at what CNN is doing. They told me to, you know, they scripted the questions. No, that was a purposeful lie. And so don't go come around pretending now all of a sudden, oops, golly gee, did we make an honest mistake? No, there was nothing honest about that mistake, and it wasn't a mistake. It was done on purpose, and it was done to in a way that, as Anna points out, could have ruined that producer's life. And you know how quickly the mainstream media panics. They could have easily fired her.
They could have fired her, and also, I mean, I know from personal experience what it's like to be harassed by people who have bought into doctored things that have been put on the internet about you, things that are complete and utter lies, doctored tweets, whatever it is, doctored photos. And so I don't know what, you know, this producer went through, but I could imagine that it was harsh and it was difficult to deal with. And I'm really glad that CNN did not panic and that they backed their producer up and they provided evidence to the contrary of, you know, what this father and son had claimed on in the media.
So now this is so obvious that even Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity on Fox News, who'd been pushing it super aggressively, especially Hannity, now have said, fine, it was doctored. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's move on. Right. So, I mean, when Fox News admits they were wrong, wow. It's super, super clear. But once again, we what happens? One side lies and the other side doesn't. It's an uneven playing field. They do it regularly. They do it as a matter of course. They've been taught to do it. So the right-wing media lies nonstop. Now the regular citizens who are on the right-wing side, they don't have a good case to make. So they're like, well, we call it fake news. So ironically, let's make something fake and then charge the media with it.
Right.
Okay. Because their leaders got them used to lying. And by the way, mainstream media, how many times do you have to be lied about before you realize it's not everybody does it? It's not, oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I'm going to call it 50-50. It's not 50-50. Once, I mean, is there nobody on the left wing who's ever told a lie? Of course not. It's preposterous. And you should do your due diligence to make sure that what you're getting is true. But they don't do it systematically. Name a website that does it. Name a network that's on the left that does it, right? On the right wing side, name a website that is a so-called right wing media site that doesn't lie on a consistent basis. Photoshop pictures, things they have to retract that they don't even retract.
Right.
The conspiracy theories, lie after lie after lie. Are you surprised that the people who read that and consume that media have been taught to be liars? It's not even.
Yeah. We got to take one more break. Come right back.
Thanks for watching what I hope was a lovely edition of the Young Turks. Now, you know that is two of the five segments that we do because that's free. We want to have you support independent media and come watch the whole show that we do every day. That's five segments overall, no ads at all. That's at tytnetwork.com/join. Come become a member. Thanks for watching either way. Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.